The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game.
Now, here's your host, now Ted Ramey.
Now to Boldy. Boldy shoots
off the goalpost. And it ricochets out of the zone. Can the Sharks get off the ice and get somebody fresh on? Minnesota moves in with Boldy. Only two Sharks on the ice. A little drop pass and a save by Askarov. Taking it back to Severini. He's the new guy. He's got a semi-breakaway. Here's Severini. He scores! Macklin Severini just won it for the Sharks in overtime. Oh my goodness, what a finish. The Sharks get a 6-5 victory.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know, they, what I think, they didn't really exert energy outside of the, you know, the dots into the middle of the ice, which was important so they don't get exhausted. You know, obviously we were kind of hemmed there for a little bit, so we couldn't get a change. You know, we took a chance there on the one, and we kind of asked him to make the huge save, and Mac obviously finishes it.
But this road trip, what does it say about this team?
I think it just shows what we have, I think. Especially those two games for parts of it, that's the way we want to play all the time, and when we do the right things we show we can beat any team, so I think we just need to do that more consistently.
Strap on your seatbelts, it's time for some hyperbole, friends. No, I'm kidding, but it is amazing, absolutely incredible to watch what Macklin Celebrini is doing right now. Two wins on the road trip, 2-2 road trip. The Sharks are not the worst team in the NHL, nor were they ever. They were unfortunately buried in a poor start to the season. But after what the Sharks have done on this road trip, after what Macklin Celebrini has done on the road trip, I think everyone can A, be extremely excited about the future, B, be frustrated that the season didn't get off to a better start, and C, be absolutely amazed at what Macklin Celebrini singularly has done over the course of the four games on this road trip. He had 10 points in four games. In the two wins, he had 8 points. He had 4 goals in the two wins. He had a game-winning assist and a game-winning goal. He is playing like a generational talent. And even then, that might not be appropriately addressing exactly what he is. And I've been talking to a lot of friends who are not as big of, you know, hockey fans as we are, who all, you know, do this day in, day out and pay every bit of attention to the league. But I was saying, you know how when Steph Curry was coming into his own and they were saying, yeah, and everybody started realizing, uh-oh, you know, this kid is going to be a problem for everyone. I said, okay, well, remember how at the start of his career, he was besieged by ankle injuries? And they said, yeah. And I said, imagine that never happened. Imagine that Macklin Celebrini, not even 82 games into his entire career, is a problem for the NHL, is a huge, huge issue for everyone out there, is playing already at an incredible level, is already doing things at a consistent level that just should not be occurring for a 19-year-old. And again, you know, they're comparing him to some of the only players who have ever done this in NHL history as a teenager to have 15 points through 9 games, you know, it's like Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky. That's not exactly bad company to be compared with. And of course, Macklin Celebrini can never be Wayne Gretzky, just as Sidney Crosby can never be Wayne Gretzky, just as, you know, Connor McDavid can never be Sidney Crosby. These players are all their own unique individual players. It's something that I have a problem with in the NBA when they always said, oh, you know, is LeBron James the next Michael Jordan? It's like, no, he doesn't have to be. LeBron James has to be LeBron James. Connor McDavid has to be Connor McDavid. Macklin Celebrini needs to be Macklin Celebrini. There's only one player at any one point in time that is truly themselves. And yes, sometimes that level of play dictates the entirety of the era. Sometimes there are multiple players in that era. We can go back to comparing Sid versus Ovechkin, right? And early on, it was, oh, you know, Eichel and McDavid, who's going to be the better talent? And yes, Eichel has the cup. McDavid is arguably the greatest of all time. I know that that's recency bias, but I don't think the NHL has ever been better, and I'm not trying to disrespect Wayne Gretzky or, you know, anyone that came before him. I'm just looking at what the league is right now versus what it was 30 years ago versus what it was 30 years before that. The game evolves, and with that evolution, everybody else on the ice is that much better. But with Macklin Celebrini, he's just doing it so rapidly. He's having an impact on every single game. And last year, we would talk to people, and they'd kind of have the reaction of like, well, yeah, the Sharks are a bad team. Let's see what happens when, you know, it's deeper into his career and not all the focus is on him. But I think for those of us that were up close, we're trying to tell everybody, no, you haven't seen how good he is because you're not seeing him consistently night to night. And they would say, you know, something to that effect of, well, let's wait and see. It's like, well, we have waited and seen a second year of Macklin Celebrini. And not only has he proven us correct in that we had a pretty good idea of how good he had the potential of being, but it seems like he's ascending towards a higher level. And that's what's scary about this. He's on pace for 137 points right now. Do I think he'll end up with 137 points? I have no idea. I can't tell you what's going to happen over the course of the rest of the season. I think that's a number that's definitely capable by a number of superstars in the NHL. Can Macklin Celebrini be one of those superstars? Sure, he has the potential. I also think that if he had more help around him, he would be able to have a lot more points. You've seen guys not finish chances. You've seen, you know, just the ability that everyone around him has. And, you know, the Sharks are a rebuilding team, however we want to define rebuilding. They're past the teardown ostensibly, and now they're trying to build it back up. But, you know, we can't look at what Macklin Celebrini is going to be in 4 years, in 5 years, in 6 years, when he truly is in that peak, and then how long he's able to maintain that peak. Those are the things that we don't know at this point. But I remember last year there were a number of times where I said to myself, Macklin, go win it. Go put this game on your shoulders and win it. And when they didn't do that, I would say to myself, it is ridiculous to ask an 18-year-old to do that in the first year of his NHL career on a very, very bad team to go out there and win the games. Now, are the Sharks a good team this year? I don't know. We'll wait and see what they turn into. I'm not expecting them to be a playoff team. But the fact that yesterday I did it again, when Macklin Celebrini gets that puck along the boards and has the breakaway, I'm saying to myself, win it. Win it now. And he goes out there and he wins that game for San Jose. I'm not overlooking the efforts of Yaroslav Askarov or of Liljegren, of Wennberg, and of Eklund being stuck out there for damn near 4 minutes on the 40 minutes on an overtime. That would be something. But 4 minutes on the overtime, nearly. I'm not overlooking William Eklund and the incredible effort that he had. I'm not overlooking Ryan Reeves and his goal. I'm not overlooking any of that. But I'm talking about at the most critical juncture of the game, when San Jose had the ability to win it, when Macklin Celebrini had the puck on his stick, he went out there and he won the game. He put the team on his shoulders and he did it. And that is what champion players do. That is what franchise-defining players do. That is what league-defining players do. It doesn't matter if we're talking about hockey or basketball or football or baseball or soccer or tennis or golf or go down the list. The greatest players rise up to the moment. And on this road trip, at the end of that game against the Islanders, I don't know if you all noticed it, but Macklin Celebrini took over that game. He took over the game and he nearly gave the Sharks an opportunity to send it to overtime. And then there was a carryover effect of that into the game against the Rangers, in which he had the greatest game of his career up to this point. He had a hat trick, two assists, assisted on the game-winning goal to Will Smith. That was unbelievable to watch happen. And then on the second night of a back-to-back, you could tell all the Sharks were a little bit tired. He still picks up another point in that game. Still, you can tell he's trying to make things happen. And then he gets a little bit of rest. He comes back in this game against the Wild. He's got a goal that's the game-winner. He's got two assists. He's all over the ice. He's making things happen. Four games on a road trip, 10 points, four goals. I mean, just unbelievable play. And then yesterday he was winning, you know, over 75% of his faceoffs, which is more of that evolution. We saw a taste of it last year. We tried to tell everyone how good we thought he had the capability of being. I think the guys in the league saw it. You don't get Nathan MacKinnon and Sidney Crosby saying this guy is the next face of the NHL for nothing. But now we are watching Macklin Celebrini with even more to draw upon, and it's making people overlook a great day by William Eklund, a first ever goal by Michael Misa, an incredible performance by Yaroslav Askarov, Tyler Toffoli with another goal. I mean, these things were all big, instrumental parts of the Sharks' win. They needed six goals to win, guys. Yaroslav Askarov made huge saves, five goals. I don't blame him for any of them. The Sharks tried to shoot themselves in the foot multiple times on this game by taking, you know, way too many penalties. By the way, when they put that penalty up for Orlov or a major review, I was watching that and I said, if they call this a major, I'm going to scream. I'm going to lose my mind. Thankfully, they did not. Calmer and cooler and wiser heads prevailed in calling that it was not a major penalty. And then there was no penalty on the play that Orlov was, in fact, trying to get out of the way. Good Lord. But there's a lot of other things that happen in this game. And yet the main thing we're talking about is Macklin Celebrini. When you have other players having great games, you know, that's the second time on this road trip. You know, in the win against New York, I keep on talking about William Eklund. I feel bad for him. William Eklund has a three-point game, and nobody's talking about it. Then yesterday, William Eklund has another phenomenal game. Nobody's talking about it. And that's incredible. William Eklund has been great this year. He's got 9 points through nine games, by the way, guys. That's on pace for an 82-point season. That is a star NHL player. He's driving his line. He's working more between the dots. He's making things happen. And we're not talking about that to the same extent that we're talking about Macklin Celebrini. Michael Misa has 3 points in five NHL games now. He's getting better and better with each performance. He's got his first goal. For the most part, we acknowledge these things, but we're still talking about Macklin Celebrini, Ryan Reeves, Tyler Toffoli. I mean, listen, these are established veterans you expect to perform. Reeves didn't have any goals last year. He's got two already this year. And we're talking about Macklin Celebrini because we're watching a superstar evolve and develop before our very eyes. And the hopes that we had last year in watching this 18-year-old kid, and I do say kid, no disrespect to him, but he comes out and even though he missed 12 games, has a phenomenal season, makes everyone in San Jose go, what on earth did we get here? It starts a debate about who the next generational talent is in the NHL when everyone thought it was going to be Connor Bedard. And Connor Bedard, by the way, is an incredible talent. Nobody should take anything away from him. But right now, the things that Macklin Celebrini is doing on a relatively consistent basis just make everyone excited. And you need a player like that. You need somebody who is just a cut above, who is that much better, who is that much more talented, who has that much more ability. And Macklin Celebrini looks like he is trending in that direction. And again, I don't know how his career is going to pan out, but watching him right now, I've got a pretty good idea. We all watched him shot out of a cannon a year ago, and the cannon is just getting more powerful this year when he shot out there on the ice. You know, he comes sprinting out onto the ice after Eklund gets off. Sharks have the 3-on-2 situation. Askarov makes the stop, and then Celebrini goes and gets that puck along the boards, and then he's off to the races. This is a jailbreak. And Macklin Celebrini is not Nathan MacKinnon or Connor McDavid, but he had more than enough speed in that situation to create some separation, give himself time, space, composure, placement, game winner. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I know you guys heard Dan's call, but let's give you Randy's call as well.
Gamble and go off. Here come the Wild. 3-on-2. Faber saved by Askarov. And a chance now for Macklin Celebrini. Celebrini in. Score!
Is absolutely incredible.
Unbelievable. Macklin Celebrini on only arguably the second time the Sharks had the puck in overtime puts it away.
And the best part about all of this, guys, is that we're having fun. We are enjoying ourselves while watching Sharks hockey. That's not to say that it isn't maddening at times, that their defense doesn't need an incredible amount of work. This team, for some reason, cannot hold on to multiple goal leads in multiple games this year. These things are all terrifying and absolutely maddening, as I alluded to, but there's smiles when the San Jose Sharks play, and that's due to Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and William Eklund and Yaroslav Askarov and Michael Misa and Sam Dickinson, your future pillar cornerstone pieces of the San Jose Sharks. And that's exactly what it should be. We all want more wins. I'm not denying any of that. Everybody wants wins. Everybody wants to have some fun. We all want to be enjoying ourselves and celebrating at more consistent intervals than two times through nine games, while also having some absolutely emotionally damaging wins along the way. But if you're enjoying yourself watching Macklin Celebrini or Will Smith or any of these other young players that I just named, that means that the franchise overall is taking a step in the right direction and showing parts of those growth that we all want to see more consistently. That is the ultimate takeaway here, is that we're enjoying what we're seeing. We're having fun watching it. It's not the same fun that we had back in the golden era when the Sharks were in contention every single year, but that was an entirely different team. Yes, Barclay Goodrow is back on the Sharks team. He was there for the last run. He scored the big goal against Vegas. It's still an entirely different era. Barclay Goodrow was never one of the huge pieces of that team, and I don't say that in any disrespect, but he was not Joe Thornton or Patrick Marleau or Logan Couture, Joe Pavelski or Tomas Hertl or Brent Burns, and we go on down the list of all the great players that populated the Sharks roster. But right now, this is new, this is different, and it's fun, and we're hoping that it's trending in the right direction. And I don't know when the Sharks get back into the playoffs. I know that the owner, Hasso Plattner, hopes that it's next year, and at least that's when they're in that contention. But I don't know. I just know that we're having fun again on this road trip. We're watching Macklin Celebrini evolve into a superstar before our very eyes, confirming everything that we saw a year ago. And you're excited every single time that you sit down to watch Sharks hockey, because for better or for worse, you do feel like anything can happen, including blowing multi-goal leads multiple times in that game, which is just like, oof, guys, tighten it up. That's the main complaint I have right now. If you have a two-goal lead in the NHL on the road, you need to make sure that turns into a no-doubter win. But ultimately, the Sharks are not at that point as of yet. Hopefully, they trend in that direction, but that's what we're seeing right now. They are at that level where they are not able to take that next step, and hopefully, they can continue to take that next step over the course of this year. We all wanted growth from San Jose this year, right? Well, last year, it took them until game number 10 to win their first game of the year. They've got 2 through 9. Ostensibly, that is growth. However, they have been very crazy, wild, all over the place wins, and they've blown two games that looked like wins earlier this year. That's not exactly, you know, the best part of growth, but, you know, they're giving themselves opportunities. They've got 6 points through 9 games, certainly more than they had a year ago. So they're giving themselves a chance. And now they're coming back home. So that's another part of this. Hopefully on home ice, Tuesday night against the Kings, they can give themselves and their fans the performance that they were hoping for, especially in those first two games of the year when they had the opportunity to beat both Las Vegas and Anaheim. Let's get into some of these highlights because, boy, we had a lot of them. 11 goals throughout the course of yesterday's game. Let's start out with that first goal from San Jose. William Eklund, his first of two goals on the day.
Eklund moving it again, swinging onto the right wing boards, hanging onto it. Throwing it back to the right point. There's Orlov. Back to Eklund in the circle. Drop for Celebrini. Top of the right circle. Exchanges places with Eklund on the half boards. Now he moves into the circle. Gives to Eklund. Side of the goal. Score! William Eklund. Tic-tac-toe with Macklin Celebrini. Just surgical for Eklund to put the Sharks in front. 1-0 at 5:28 of the first.
William Eklund has had 7 points in the last 3 games. And that's 7 points on the 4-game road trip. But he had 3 in the win against Rangers. 1 in the loss against New Jersey, and then 3 yesterday in the win against Minnesota. Just as Macklin Celebrini is coming up with multiple points in these wins for the Sharks, so is William Eklund. That is not by accident. In fact, it is by design. And then Michael Misa. It was not the most difficult goal that he will end up scoring over the course of his entire career, but it was his first. And now Michael Misa has 3 points through 5 NHL games and is figuring things out there on the ice. Love how smooth his game is. Kid never gets rattled, and he's figuring things out. It's pretty scary to think of what he's going to be by the end of this year and then next year as well.
Misa moves in now for the Sharks. Offensive zone. Michael Misa overskating on a return feed from Adam Gaudette. Will it be kept in? Good job by Liljegren to use his legs to keep that in play. Now he does a great stick handling move. Moves out to the front of the net. Save! Misa! Score! Michael Misa! His first National Hockey League goal, and much of the work done by Timothy Liljegren. A brilliant stick handling move. Got the first attempt to the net, and Misa in the right place. Banged it in. The Sharks lead 2-0 with 6:25 to go in the first, and Michael Misa has a moment to remember forever.
So the Sharks have a 2-0 lead thanks to goals by William Eklund and Michael Misa. Unfortunately, we would get 2 goals 32 seconds apart from the Wild, which that's another thing in addition to the Sharks not holding on to multiple goal leads. They've got to stop giving up bang, bang goals. 32 seconds apart. It goes from 2-0 to 2-1 to 2-2.
Johansson tried to slip it down low. It was deflected by Orloff, but Rossi got it back, and the Wild keep the pressure on. Right circle play across the ice. Faber to Rossi. He shoots. Score! That might have been tipped by Marcus Johansson right at the side of the goal. He had his stick down, and the puck changed direction. And Minnesota, with their very, very successful power play, gets the goal with 27 seconds left on the penalty to Iorio and 2:58 remaining in the first period. So that makes the score the Sharks 2 and Minnesota 1.
And like I said, 32 seconds later.
Here's trouble. Kaprizov steals from Desharnais, moves in by himself to 1-1. They score! Kaprizov throws to the right to Rossi, and just as quickly as that, we've got a tie hockey game. A steal by Kaprizov from Desharnais. Desharnais took a weak swing in the direction of Kaprizov that did slow him up a little bit, but sensing that, Rossi jumped up into the play to make it a 2-on-1, and it was really a brilliant play by Kaprizov to slide it over. Rossi finishes it off and makes it a 2-2 tie.
And as we all know, second periods have not been kind to San Jose this year, nor have third periods for that matter with some of the leads that they have blown. But let's see William Eklund come back and give San Jose a 3-2 lead. And then 19 seconds later, Ryan Reeves. So the Sharks gave up goals 32 seconds apart, and now we've got goals less than 20 seconds apart for San Jose. William Eklund and then Ryan Reeves. Ruzzi on the call for both of these.
Sharks steal it. Kurashev feeds it in front. Eklund a shot. Score! The Sharks steal the puck, and Philip Kurashev does it. He spots Eklund breaking underneath the defense and gives William Eklund the puck, and he totally beats Volstead to make it a 3-2 Sharks lead. Eklund's second goal of the game, fourth of the year. Sharks back in. They shoot. They score! How did that happen? Right in front of the net, Ryan Reeves, I think, is going to get credit for this. He had his stick down. The puck came in front. There was a big scrum in front, and now it's 4-2 San Jose.
To the third period we go. It was Ryan Hartman giving the Sharks some trouble as he made it a 4-3 game.
We're down and now 50 seconds left on the power play. Minnesota moving back in. A fallen stick on the ice causing some problems. Minnesota setting up. Boldy, Faber in front. Hartman, score! So Faber to Kaprizov to Hartman. Hartman scores on the power play, and now it's a 4-3 Sharks lead, but Minnesota thinks they've got a shot at it.
But then San Jose reestablished a two-goal lead thanks to Tyler Toffoli.
Celebrini sends back. Now it's Orloff to Toffoli to Celebrini to Eklund. He's got it. He shoots. Stick save made from about 6 feet out by Volstead. 10 seconds left in the power play. Celebrini walking out of the corner. Center McPhee. Toffoli shoots. He scores. Tyler Toffoli from Macklin Celebrini. And the Sharks are ahead 5-3 with a dramatic power play goal.
Sharks 2-for-2 on the power play on the day, so that is a good sign. But here comes Minnesota. Even though the Sharks have a 5-3 lead, again, this is their trouble spot right now. They're having issues managing games, which is part of the learning and growth process. And the Wild were able to exploit that as they made it a 5-4 game.
Back to action on the ice in the Sharks zone. Hartman backhands it around to Bouillon. Back skates, throws toward the net. Score! That hit something and wafted in the air and went over the left side of Askarov and into the net. And all Zeev Bouillon did was send it toward the goal. And that's all that mattered.
So it's 5-4, and then it was 5-5.
Wild win this faceoff. There goes the goaltender for the extra attacker. Kaprizov shoots, tip, score! That is going to be career point number 400 for Kirill Kaprizov. And it was tipped in front. Not sure if it went off of the man in front, Eriksson Ekholm, the defense. But it doesn't matter. It's 5-5 with the extra skater goal.
And I know that I, like many, if not all of you, are thinking, I can't believe they did it again. They were unable to hold on to a multi-goal lead in the third period, surrendered that lead, and are now going to overtime. And yeah, that's how life is in the NHL for the Sharks right now. It is a wild, wild ride. But ultimately, I think we are all happy, not just because the Sharks won, because it did create a moment that I don't think any of us are ever going to forget. This was the Macklin Celebrini win it in overtime, puts the team on his shoulders, the jailbreak up the near boards to go just get it done. The superstar moment that made anyone who was not a believer around the NHL They should be, and if they're not, I don't know what game they're watching.
Now Rossi, now to Boldy. Boldy shoots off the goalpost. And it ricochets out of the zone. Can the Sharks get off the ice and get somebody fresh on? Minnesota moves in with Boldy. Only two Sharks on the ice. A little drop pass and a save by Askarov. Taking it back to Celebrini. He's the new guy. He's got a semi-breakaway. Here's Celebrini. He scores! Macklin Celebrini just won it for the Sharks in overtime. Oh my goodness, what a finish. The Sharks get a 6-5 victory.
You don't know when the moments are going to come, but you certainly know it when you see one, and that was one. That was a Macklin Celebrini moment, more so than the five-point night that he had against New York, more so than the first-ever hat trick that he had in Minnesota last season. This is the one, the signature moment at this point of his career, and there have been some other moments, you know, the weird spinning, put-it-in-play first-ever goal that he scored against St. Louis. That's one that I'll put right up there. You know, those are the kind of things that you do remember. You remember the moments where he showed just unbelievable ability. But to see him win the game like that, that's the defining moment of his career up to this point. And like I said, he hasn't even played a full season's worth of games, as he did miss 12 games last year. But yeah, no, he has only played 79 games. So he hasn't even played 80 games, and he is doing things that are historic. He is doing things that are what superstar players do. He's being compared to Sidney Crosby and Wayne Gretzky in terms of what he's actually doing on the ice in terms of point production. This is not normal, but it is a whole hell of a lot of fun to watch as a Sharks fan, and if you're just a fan of hockey in general. All right, while we still got time, let's get into a little bit of this post-game reaction. My favorite part was Ryan Warsawski asked if he had ever seen an overtime like that before.
No, I haven't. I don't want to see it ever like that.
That's a man who just had years taken off his life watching the same three players out there for over 3 minutes and 30 seconds of an overtime period. I think I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that as well. I mean, I've seen guys get caught out for maybe 2 minutes before, but you get a change. San Jose just couldn't get a change, and you give them a lot of credit. They were able to survive. Let's hear from Michael Misa as well, who scored his first ever goal in the NHL. That was a cool moment that, again, unfortunately is getting buried by the exploits of Macklin Celebrini, but I was very happy with Michael Misa in this game. He continues to look more and more confident and comfortable out there on the ice, and getting that first goal out of the way, you feel like there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's easiest first goal I could probably ask for, and but you know, that's hockey. You got to get to the net, try and score goals, so I was you know, fortunate enough to be in that spot.
It was pretty cute after he scored that goal. He had a big old smile that he was trying to hide, and I think he was doing the same thing when he was being asked these questions in the postgame period. Misa was kind of putting his hand in front of his mouth because I think he just, you know, he's a kid. He's 18 years old, and he's trying to be the cool, you know, polished, been there, done that style professional, but he couldn't hide it. But, you know, if you're a dad and you're around youth sports, that's a look that you associate more with kids than you do with, you know, somebody like a grizzled veteran like Tyler Toffoli. And that's not to say that Tyler Toffoli doesn't have fun and smile and enjoy his time out there, but you can tell when the younger guys are trying to hide it a little bit just because they're trying to be, you know, the cool, polished professional. But yeah, I thought that was pretty fun to watch from Michael Misa, just to see what he was capable of. And that's, again, the first of many. Let's get some thoughts from Tyler Toffoli after this one. He was asked about Misa's first goal.
Obviously a very special moment. I remember scoring my first goal, and just a really cool experience. So I haven't really talked to him yet. We'll talk on the plane.
Yeah, with Misa living with the Toffolis, I'm sure they've got a pretty close relationship by now, but pretty awesome moment. And the fact that Tyler Toffoli can immediately say, yeah, I remember my first goal without a hesitation. You think about how many hundreds and hundreds of games he's played in the NHL. Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big moment. Toffoli also had nothing but praise for Macklin Celebrini, talking not just about this game, but the entirety of the road trip.
Yeah, he had a very good road trip, led the charge for sure, and obviously he's a huge part of our team and organization, so, you know, that was another great performance by him.
Greedy as we are, I know that everyone is just waiting for the next great performance from Macklin Celebrini and from the San Jose Sharks, because we want to have fun. I know that in talking about it, you know, out of the last couple of mornings, it's been a whole lot more fun talking about San Jose, not just because they win, not just because they are able to have these great performances from Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Yaroslav Askarov, but just because you can tell everything is lightening up and there's just a lot that the guys are excited about. They were really, really taking it hard, I think, with that 0-4-2 start to the year, of which, yeah, no doubt they were taking it hard. But now you feel like everyone's relaxing a little bit, and hopefully they can start to have some fun as they kick off this road trip Tuesday night against the LA Kings. All right, we are out of time. Another win for the San Jose Sharks. For those San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.